Before California announced its state of emergency drought measure in January of 2014, my father and I had already been collecting rainwater since 2009. My father did not have a college degree, but he did have a vision. He landscaped our backyard, planting drought-tolerant plants and palm trees with only some help of his brother. He was also resourceful, so impressed with the challenge of cheaply and sustainably irrigating the backyard, he looked to the sky. He uttered, "We must adapt and take the opportunities life gives us, even the ones that fall from the sky." Likewise, in my junior year, when I came across the abandoned greenhouse on my high school campus, I saw the opportunity for growth. Eager to learn more, I sought out Mr. Merzbacher, the school librarian, experienced botanist. His ability to name plants by their common scientific names, regardless of the origin, was fascinating to me. From him, I learned a lot about the chaparral and coastal sage scrub that surrounds San Diego. The fact that only 15% of the worldwide 20% of the coastal sage remains astonished me and inspired me to take an interest in native plants. In the spark of his passion and need to conserve, I established the Botany Club. The image of my dad working in our backyard in 2009 fueled me to renovate and bring new life to the greenhouse and garden at school. Within weeks, I recruited 19 students, teachers, and community members. They took to the garden with shovels, picks, and axes, removing 15-year-old matter and debris. Within months, we had new life with vegetables, agaves, and natives growing abundantly in the garden. At the end of the growing season, we had a potluck where all the club members rejoiced in the fruits of our labors, something many of us had never done before. This proved to me, if students get excited about growing simple organic matter, we have to ensure, as a collective, we do not lose the ground-to-table connection, or worse, the connection to nature. Through these pivotal experiences, I decided to dedicate my studies to the environment. I've chosen this path because my dad demonstrated to me how accessible mitigating one's environment impact is. If a community effort tried to collect at least one or two barrels of water when it rained for outdoor use, then 32 gallons times homes in the community would equal the amount of water we don't have to pump from the ground, import out of state, and get to keep in our reservoirs. Additionally, my teacher taught me how to This coastal sage grove I used to think as boring is actually one of the most unique and best smelling ecosystems out there. Additionally, I learned how rewarding it is to be nature's presence. My club's energy and enthusiasm for nature and the garden encouraged me to believe that these are causes worth fighting for the people of today and tomorrow.